remind you all, I love you, I appreciate you very much. Our lessons for the last 3 weeks have been from the book of Mark, pertaining to the season for Jesus. Instead of 'tis the season for Jesus, it's always a season for Jesus. And we went through, pulled passages out of the book of Mark, four passages for each week. And I could have said this was season for Jesus number four, but three's good enough. I thought starting a new year and seeing this Christmas has passed. What a great concept to start out a new year. Do you know my Jesus? I'm not going to have a goal this year in my life, that New Year's, about losing weight. Okay? If it happens, it happens. But one goal that I am going to have in my life is being able to tell people and reach out to them, do you know my Jesus? And look for opportunities in my life to be able to share my faith. To look for opportunities in my life to rely on my faith. Look in opportunities of my life to be able to say, Satan, get behind me. And I plead with us as God's children to use this time of year, as all the world does, for all kinds of worldly things and promises, to renew yourself, renew your spirit, renew your commitment to following Jesus. Have you a heart that's weary tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard that he loves you and that he will abide to the end? Who knows your disappointments? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eyes? Do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Have you heard he loves you and he will abide to the end? Have you heard that he loves you and he will abide to the end? Do you know my Jesus? Hopefully, in our lives, we are confident enough in our faith to know who Jesus is, what he stands for, that he is the way, the life, and the truth. But in Mark chapter 13, Jesus, a couple things to pull out of this passage I'd like for us to look at this morning. Two thoughts. Take heed that no one deceives you. Very first thing Jesus says, after the disciples, you know, diligently are asking him very important questions, trying to understand. And he says, take heed that no one deceives you. And I ask, as we begin a new year this morning, and this morning, in a couple days apparently, that we do not get deceived. That passage, the part of that verse, DC, that you led this morning, and it talked about staying with the truth and committed to Jesus and not being led away by our heartstrings, by fears and tears. Because that's when we're most vulnerable at times in our lives, to rely on ourselves instead of Jesus, to be directed by something else other than the words of God Almighty and Jesus. Take heed that no one deceives you. Very important for us when we go to explain who our Jesus is to someone. How many of us have had a hard time pulling up a passage off the top of our head when we're trying to reason with somebody? Okay? That is up to us individually to have the confidence to say, do you know my Jesus? It is written. It is written. Take heed that no one deceives you. And yeah, you're going to be hated. But you know what? He that endures to the end shall be saved. There is a reward. How many things will we start this year potentially that we won't get done? I started a project of restoring a 57 Chevy a couple months ago. You want to know how far I am? I didn't have a picture of it. I could have put a picture up, but I didn't. It sets in the shop with all the fenders off and the doors off, the hood off, the front end all off. All there are is the front frame, and it's setting, you know. And I have a desire to get out there and work on that every day. You know how many days this last week I got out there and worked on that? And then, you guys read me so well. You're right. I have not been out there. I went out to the shop a couple times, but I ended up doing some other things. And obviously the holidays, I wanted to commit myself to family and spending some family time. But folks, let's not let our faith and our desire to tell somebody about Jesus be like my 57 Chevy sitting there. I have good intentions and goals, but I do nothing about it. It sets there. Don't get me wrong, it's just a car. More importantly is our faith and being able not to be deceived. Not to be conned from the truth that we know from Jesus. The world's trying to tear it away. Satan is working in all different ways. Politics, political correctness, the understanding of love. The world distorts the truths of God's word. But I ask us this morning to be prepared to tell somebody, do you know my Jesus? Mark 13, it is written, but of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the red letter edition because these are the words of Jesus himself. And then people are asking him, what about this and what about that? And show us some signs and what about this and what about that? Same questions people ask today in the world. And the best thing to do when people ask those questions in the world is say, it is written. Jesus said, do you know my Jesus? He said, you need to be ready no matter when that time comes. When I come back or when you're taken from this earth. No matter what happens to you, you need to be prepared. You need to watch. Let me ask you this. How many of us have not watched TV in the last week? Not watched TV in the last week. Nobody. Got one, maybe? Two? Okay. How many of us have watched for Jesus in the last week? How many of us have taken a minute and say, I'm ready? Some of us may have. I'm tired of this old place. I've had enough. That's not what Jesus is talking about, huh? He's talking about being in Christ, being respectful and loving and forgiving and living in righteousness and following him. Being ready to tell somebody about your Jesus. Mark chapter 14, it is written, and being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask, a very costly oil of spikenard. And she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii to give to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But to me, you not always have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. As we start a new year and we prepare ourselves to tell people about our Jesus, the Jesus, Satan's going to tempt us to criticize people around us. And I plead with us to have personal restraint to not criticize other people and other things, even though they may upset us, even though they may be sinful, even though they may cause harm to us. But as Jesus handled those situations, we are following. Do you know my Jesus? Where do wars and fights come from among you? It is written. Criticizing maybe one another? Being critical of one another? I'll use myself as an example. It's okay in the world to criticize other people. Social media is very proud of that. Okay? I, at one time in my life, was an expert of making fun of other people. And I didn't know that. That's a character trait that I relish. I try not to today. Yeah, I try to kind of look and not do that. But even at home, between the relationship with my lovely wife, who's not here, she's in Michigan, lives with her family. The time it takes for me to criticize my lovely wife, even though maybe she's done something that I didn't agree with, I could have just as quickly forgiven her. I could have quickly said, I love you beyond anything you could say or do. I could have just as quickly forgotten it. I could have just assumed, as Jesus said, let her alone. And I plead with us to recognize the words of Jesus in our lives and how we can apply as we begin this new year. To say no to Satan. To be able to say, I'm going to let you alone. I love you. I forgive you. We of all people, nobody else understands Jesus and his love and forgiveness and grace as we do. We are the salt of the earth. Of this community, be able to share those things with those around us. She has done a good work for me, Jesus said. Telling people about Jesus is a good work, and I plead with us to start the new year telling people about our Jesus. Mark chapter 14, it is written, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now his betrayer had given them a signal, saying, whoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him and lead him away safely. As soon as he had come, immediately he went up to him and said to him, Rabbi, Rabbi, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of those who stood by drew a sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then they all forsook him and fled. It just takes one Judas in your community, in your congregation, in your family, to be able to say, listen to the words that are characterized in Judas here. Okay? He might conveniently betray him. I'm going to conveniently betray Jesus. And they will safely take him away. That's not what happened, folks. Biggest sham ever happened on the face of the earth is crucifying and turning Jesus over. And guess who they turned him over to? It wasn't the authorities at that time. It was the leaders of the church. Leaders of God's people. Let not our hearts be hardened. Let not us conveniently betray Jesus, no matter how easy it might be. Don't exchange our faith for money, for prominence, for favor among people. Jesus is still here. His holy word, his book of love, is here open for us daily. That should be our club and our sword and our shield. And what we relish is our strength to help guide our faith in the beginning of a new year. Jesus said multiple occasions, the scripture must be fulfilled, and it is written in scripture. And do you not know the scriptures? In the passages we've looked at in the last couple weeks, don't be deceived. Know God's word. Open God's word on a daily basis if you don't have that habit. Plead with us. Plead with us. It will enrich your life. It will help your heart, mind, and your soul be more committed to Christ. And you will grow more in Him by opening His word on a daily basis. Mark 15, it is written, then the veil of the temple was torn and two from the top to the bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, son of Joses, and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Now when the evening had come, because it was the preparation day, that is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled that he was already dead, and summoned the centurion and asked if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then he bought fine linen, took him down, and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in a tomb which he had hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. Don, why'd you pick this part of the passage? Four chapters. Well, truly this man was the Son of God. If you're going to be able to tell people about your Jesus, you need to know that he was the Son of God Almighty. He created the heavens and the earth. And he was there from the beginning. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And be convicted in your heart that he is your way. And he is the Lamb of God. And he is the only way to be able to change people's hearts for the better. And that they may have eternal life. Truly, this man was the Son of God. No matter what happens to us in our life, to be able to tell people about our Jesus. And also to be like Joseph of Arimathea. I'm going to go against the grain a little bit, as Joseph said. I'm prominent, obviously, prominent council member. Still waiting. He recognized how precious Jesus was. We don't know for sure if he continued to follow him and became a disciple. But take time out. When's the last time you spent money reaching out to somebody to promote the gospel of Christ? When's the last time you bought something expensive? Spent money for your faith rather than yourself or rather than for electronics or rather for whatever it is, folks. What's your budget for giving to people that are trying to preach the Word of God? We don't have to just do it as a congregation as a whole. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with doing it individually. But I ask us, as you start a new year, if you committed, some people sit down. Lucas has some friends that they spend a day every year and plan their budget and their plans and their goals out for the whole year. Young couple. Well, Mike and Chelsea. Guy used to preach up at Offutt. I ask us, as we prepare to tell people about Jesus in our lives, they may ask us, show me your faith. And we can see our faith by how much we help other people, such as Joseph of Arimathea. Give some of yourself, some of your means that you haven't been as a normal. Give extra. I plead with you to give a little extra this year to whatever you want. To whatever you want to promote the kingdom of heaven. To help people that want to share the gospel. Here's your pitch, brother. And our last passage this morning comes from Mark chapter 16. Now when he arose on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those whom he had sent him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Obviously, parts of these passages Jesus gave specifically to the disciples with their powers and to confirm the word until everything that was complete is here. But I plead with us to tell people about our Jesus, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature and teach them that you must believe and be baptized in order to be saved. And I plead with us, as the closest people to Jesus did not believe, their friends. I plead with us to look around at one another and believe in one another and your faith. that you will do good works to promote the kingdom of heaven. That you will say, I love you, I forgive you, I encourage you. I am uplifted by you being here this morning to proclaim your faith in the one and only Son of God. It's easy for us to say, I don't believe, I don't believe, I don't believe, and have hardness of heart. Satan will tempt us with that this year, and I plead with us as his children not to give in and to recognize that and tell Satan to get behind us when he tries to harden our heart. Because hardening our heart keeps us from preaching and sharing our faith and telling people, do you know my Jesus? It's tough. It's tough for me to say follow Christ as I follow him after I just got done having my outside voice. And I don't know about some of you don't have an outside voice. Unfortunately, I've been given one. But fortunately, I've been given one. I can't use it for blessing or cursing. I need to use it for blessing. I need to be able to contain those things that God has blessed me with. We need to contain the things that God's blessed us with and use them for good unto all people so that we may go to preach the world to those, preach the gospel to those that we come in contact with. Do you know my Jesus? It's one of my favorite songs. Brother DC, thank you for leading it as an invitation song this morning. I need to share Jesus more with people I meet. I encourage you to do that as we start a new year, brothers and sisters and friends. Take heed that no one deceives you from the words of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the most high and most righteous. He who endures to the end shall be saved. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Folks, we need to stick to the task God has given us, the abilities and the opportunities, and not live in the world of what ifs, and follow Jesus. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch, be ready, be watchful for the kingdom of heaven, for opportunities to love and forgive and tell people about Jesus. Remember when we're tempted, Jesus' words, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. Jesus is here ready to guide us, ready to help us. We need to be able to embrace him in our daily lives. Truly, this man was the Son of God. Be confident in your faith to reach out and share it with others. It is the only hope they have. And remember Jesus' words, after he chastised them and they had hardness of heart and they had unbelief, he still said, I need your help. Go into the world. I still love you. I still forgive you. I still need your help. You can still go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Tell them that he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. I plead with you this morning to follow Jesus better than you ever have in your life. Tell people, do you know my Jesus? And be ready for that opportunity that he presents to you. If you have any need on your heart, prayers of the congregation, or you haven't given your life to Christ, had your sins washed away in the waters of baptism, we ask you to do that this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn.